MCTC, the Minneapolis Community and Technical College, the MCTC Vocal Ensemble is preparing for its part of MCTC's Early Winter Choir Concert, held December 12th at 7:30 p.m. at MCTC's Whitney Fine Arts Center at 1424 Yale Place. It's on Loring Park. This is no ordinary volunteer choir, and as the performance grows near, MCTC vocal instructor Elizabeth Pauly is working closely with the singers.
I love the crescendo. I think that's working really well. Men, I'd love you to be more present at letter B. I feel like I just don't get enough sound there, so be a little more excited. Women, when you come in at letter A, you've got to be bolder, all right? You sing beautifully. Right now, you're holding back, and we need to hear more of that glorious sound.
All they're going to hear is me. You guys hold
back. You actually, you're fine where you are. Your level is right where it needs to be. The rest of you need to come up. Alrighty, so let's give this another try. Any questions? Okay.
Now do our friends gather so
at the concert, MCTC choirs will perform works by Jeffrey Van, Michael McGlynn, and Jim Popolis. The piece we're listening to is a world premiere written by Minneapolis composer and accordionist on the MCTC faculty, Dee Langley. Dee, with your background on the accordion, why now this vocal piece entitled Good Yule?
I decided that I wanted to learn more about singing, about using my voice. And I also really enjoy working with Liz. So I joined that choir and became enamored with how the voices weave together as a tapestry of sound. I'm accustomed to all the different instruments and their timbres and what they might fill in and what they might do. However, it was the first chance I had ever had to sit and to listen to the beauty of the different voices and the overtone series that they create together.
Singing in the choir has to be the inspiration behind you writing a vocal work, but I still find it kind of funny that the accordion played a role even in that.
I sat down, put my accordion on, and put some staff paper down, and I started listening to little bits and pieces in my mind and wrote them down. It's kind of like tonal Legos, which I find the most fascinating thing about writing any music is that it very rarely comes out from beginning to end, but it'll come out in little sections that I can move around. And then the poem came out almost directly afterwards when the music was finally set. It was important for me to encompass any celebration that might happen during the time of year, which is typically the darkest, when people are the most depressed, when there's the most tension in the world, when for some of it's the coldest and we wonder how in the world we're going to live through another winter. So the celebrations, the light is very important to me, and the beginning of the new year, the ending of something old and the beginning of something new. So when I was writing the text, I tried to encompass candles and a birth and snow and a star and anything I could think of that would be celebrated at that time.
Dee Langley talking about her composition, Good Yule, receiving its world premiere Friday, December 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the MCTC Early Winter Choir Concert in Whitney Fine Arts Theater. Information available at drlizmusic.com. Thanks to piano accompanist Chris Walter. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.